Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This would be the greatest thing to ever happen to most men.
Oh, what is it?
And someone in this room is going to kill it. So if this were to happen for this kid in Rochester, it needs to happen soon because some people, Tommy, are only going to let this person enjoy it for a few years before any mention of it, according to them, becomes sad. Why are you so sad? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We are smack dab in the middle of Section 5 sectionals, playoffs for football. And this season, one Section 5 high school football player did something no one else has ever done.
This is great for the young man.
Yes, 2 weeks ago, Aquinas Senior, Lucas Leone, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that
Lucas
wrong.
Leone?
Leone or Leone. Let's go with Leone because it sounds more fun. He became the all-time leading tackler in Section 5 history.
Bam.
He set the record with 400 tackles.
That's a lot.
In his career.
Oh my God, that's 4 years.
Yeah, 100 tackles a year on average.
Wow.
Nobody has done more. And when 10NBC took a trip out to Aquinas to profile the kid and talk to his head coach, the head coach was so impressed by what this kid has done, he recommended a way to honor him in a very special way.
If I'm allowed to, I'd like to retire his jersey. Like honestly, you don't know if that'll ever be done again. You know, you don't know if anybody is ever going to come through this program and stop the ball 400 times on the varsity level. It's amazing. It should be celebrated for a lifetime. And, you know, hopefully we get to go ahead to put his jersey in the rafters.
Retiring his number, never letting another member of the AQ football team wear 55 ever again.
So is that rare that they retire high school numbers?
I've never seen it.
That's when I saw the story. I was like, I don't think any school,
short of a tragedy.
That's good. But I'm talking about like for setting a record or something like that. I don't think that exists anywhere.
All right. So, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Let's say you found out one of our coworkers, grown ass man, 30, 40, 50, was invited back to his high school because he set a record when he was 17, 18, and they are now going to retire his jersey. Why are you such an ass? Why are you such an ass?
Yeah, it's got a really short shelf life of bragging.
No, by the way, it doesn't.
Because nobody cares later. You know, 40 years later from high school, you're talking about your jersey.
But the school would be bestowing this honor upon you. It's not you begging.
It's great for you and your family, but do I care? No,
but why are you laughing? Like, let's say, like, tomorrow. Because here's what bothers me. You're right. If a guy that we work with came down here at 45 and goes, guess what? This weekend, they're retiring my high school football jersey. Maybe that is a little bit strange.
All right, that's what you're asking, man.
Let's say the Democrat Chronicle did a story, 25 years ago, Bob Smith set the record for most rushing yards in Section 5 history, and this weekend, Rush Henrietta is going to retire his jersey, and then our boss would have put on an email, hey, congratulations to Bob Smith. You would still think that guy was sad.
Yes.
Even though he didn't say
a word. And a slow
news
day.
Okay.
They call him Galvin Bob.
What? Okay. As mad as I am at you right now.
Well, you ask.
You're not the only one that feels this way.
Yeah.
And for this reason, for this kid's sake, they should retire his jersey before he graduates
from
high school.
I think it means more to a high school kid.
It does.
I disagree.
You think?
The shelf life is very short on these things.
Yeah, okay. And if let's say this kid, if you really do have like these amazing stats as a high school kid, chances are you may go on and play somewhere else, and then that kind of becomes like your thing that you're the most proud of. Right. I don't know if that kid beyond high school is going to care as much as he would in a senior year.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's why I think you're wrong there, Kimmy. Mm. It would mean way more to this kid if it happened 25 years from now, because this kid, as great as the accomplishment of 400 tackles is at the varsity level, he's just starting his life. He may get to play other sports this season, so he has those seasons to look forward to. He could, like you said, continue to play in college. He's got his whole life of potential success ahead of him. So if they did it now, he would have no way at 17, 18 to have the life experience to appreciate what it means.
But you get to enjoy it for those 25 years. I mean, every time you go back, when you bring your if you have kids and you bring them back, like you can point to that.
And you ain't going to be the man. Like right now, you're the man. Mm-hmm. Like you win this right now. All your buddies are there. The girls are there. You're getting all the high fives. You're getting all the attention.
Okay.
Yeah. 25 years later, when you bald
those
and fat,
kids on the field don't care.
And your kids aren't listening to you anymore.
Sure. Here's why you're wrong.
Didn't go your way.
When you are 40 years old, maybe you got a couple of kids, a regular job, you're bald and you're fat, like you said. Something like this would mean more because it's a reminder of when you did great things.
But you'll always have that to Kimmy's point.
But you won't have the recognition for it 25 years later because you just laughed out loud. Mm-hmm. If I painted a scenario of someone coming downstairs to say, you know, I did this amazing thing in high school, which would still be a record, by the way. No other kid could do it.
Right.
How many people right now, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, listening to this show would be over the moon as a grown-ass person to get a call from their high school that they were being honored in some way for their athletic prowess? When we were kings. I get that you having never accomplished anything in your life creates this hatred of people that actually did things.
Hatred is just logic.
No, it's not.
And I'm saying let the kid have fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not saying don't retire the number. Just saying like do it now.
Let him get the attention from the girls and the guys and all the fun and the high fives. Because to Kimmy's point, nobody in that stadium 25, 30 years from now is even, this is a halftime event.
None of those people are going to be there.
I'm
right?
taking a squirt.
Hey, Kimmy.
Yeah.
As we talk about this kid, again, amazing kid. He plays football at Aquinas, Lucas Leone. He set the Section 5 football record for most tackles on varsity, 400 of them. And the head coach over at Aquinas said that if it was up to him, he'd retire the kid's number, not let anyone wear 55 ever again. And I'm arguing you have to do it now because jerks like Tommy, 25 years from now, oh, it's so sad. Hey, Kimmy, your dad was a big sports guy in high school, right?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about how great he was when he played sports?
Always.
Did you believe him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you didn't. My dad would do the same thing, and I didn't believe a word he said. And that's why, again, it would mean more 25 years later. Kids get to stand and watch the actual greatness you were a part of,
but by that time, your kids could be, I mean, I'm thinking like, because my dad went to Irondequoit, and if I had a game there, he could have pointed to his, you know, number or whatever acknowledgement on the wall and said, like, that's what I did, you know, 20 years ago. Whereas if it happened now, it's a little different. Like, why wouldn't you want it there as long as possible, I guess, is my question.
That's a great point. So let's say you're not going to get the accolades for 25 years.
Sure.
Who are you inviting? Besides wife and kids, who are you extending the invite to for this high honor? A record that's never been broken.
In 25 years.
Sure. This tackling record has stood the test of time.
What a bitch he sounds like. Did you get the tackling record? You got one of them tackling records out there?
Who are you inviting? Outside of the immediate circle.
I would assume that the school would invite
you. No. Who are you inviting to come watch? That's what you really care about.
I don't know if I would invite anybody else other than my immediate family. Honestly, maybe my parents if they're still alive, siblings.
And your wife's heard the story a million times.
But now it's proof, man.
It's just aged cheese.
Now it's proof.
I don't know. I don't think you may appreciate it 25 years later, but nobody around you is going to think it's as cool.
And it's going to be a reminder of you're getting old. You don't look like that anymore.
Sure.
You don't have the same zip on the ball.
And now you're
getting
that
closer
old guy
to the end.
You're Now you're that old guy telling all the young kids playing football, you should have seen me back in the day.
No, but
they don't care.
But that's why this is brilliant. I don't have to say a word, because you're watching that banner
they
go
don't,
up.
They're not watching crap because they don't care.
They're not going to care
they're
25
in line
years
for nachos
now.
Right now.
But they're not going to care 25 years from now when they're looking at the banner.
Yeah, but they care in the moment, like if you're still in high school.
A lot of nacho talk today.
There it is. You're losing to nachos,
yes.
Which you probably also want, but you can't because there's too much salt on
it. And what if the game, because we've seen this too, like stats don't always hold up over time, right? Like what if the game changes and this is not a big deal anymore? Like why wouldn't you acknowledge it now while people can appreciate
it? They train
better
now.
First of all, calm down over there. Second of all, that's a valid argument. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think, like if this would have happened for me as a kid, like you don't appreciate what you have until you don't have it
anymore.
That's
a valid point. But you're only young once, and you're only young for a very short period of time to really get all that and soak it all in. And you're right. But I think you can reflect back on it as an old person, fondly remembering what happened. Now.
Okay. Oh, so if I were to take my kids, let's say this happened to me at Aquinas, and I were to take my kids back to Aquinas, because they go there now, right? And I were to point to that banner where my numbers retire, and I go, that was my number because they retired my number because of how great that I played. That wouldn't be sad?
For who?
For me. If I said that to my kids, that wouldn't be sad?
You're just pointing it out. You're not doing a celebration.
No, I mean, in pointing it out, I am celebrating myself.
Yeah.
That's not sad?
Why are you pointing it out?
Well, because
it's your accomplishment.
Why would I not point it out if I brought my kids back to Aquinas and I had this?
It is sad because they don't care.
Okay, so then what's the difference? Whether I'm getting it 25 years later or 18?
Because he's saying you would enjoy it more.
Yeah, because the accolades, the pop is gone.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pop is gone! I disagree. All right, let me ask you this question. 252 WCMF, Lucas Leone plays for Aquinas football. He broke the Section 5 record, varsity tackles, 400 in his varsity career. And the head coach over there, when they were interviewing him, I see you guys on hold, sit tight, said, I would like to retire his number if the school allows me to do it. My argument is because of jerks like Tommy and Kimmy.
Jerks.
We're telling everybody, give the kid his acknowledgement now.
You have to do it now so he's not criticized later, but it would mean more 25 years later. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
There's a Section 5 Hall of Fame in Innovative Field.
Over here? Right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a place in the stadium.
Okay.
Right? Folks that get into the high school Hall of Fame, Section 5 Hall of Fame, folks that get into their high school Hall of Fames as adults, are those people sad too?
If they're going to tell me about it, yes.
Well, no. I mean, they're going to go. They're going to give a little speech. They're going to put their plaque up on the wall at the stadium. Is that sad?
It's for yourself, man.
So it's sad to be proud of what you accomplished.
It's sad to be blowing your own horn 25 years later.
So if I'm invited
to give a... It's a stale horn. You're blowing clams up there.
If I'm invited to give a speech about my accomplishments for this ceremony, that's sad.
Oh, I would definitely go to that and be your best set ever.
Can we all admit that life has a way of kicking you in the teeth, right? That very few people have things turn out the way that they always hoped.
Life always goes in a different direction.
And even if it does turn out well for you, it's never in the way you thought it would. Tommy, the best thing we have, a lot of us, are our memories.
Right, so leave them to yourself.
No, but we sit around in this room in commercial breaks and we talk about the past, life on the road, people we knew in the radio business, things that we've done and seen. And you bitch and moan every time some media personality gets into another Hall of Fame that you will never, ever be invited in. And the more you talk about people being proud of past accomplishments, the more it becomes obvious you're just ashamed you've never done anything worth celebrating.
Okay.
And neither have I, but I could applaud someone else that has done it.
Okay, well, every time we talk about all these things, road accomplishments.
Yeah. No, not accomplishments, road experiences.
But the stories and all that, there's a canary in this room that is so bored. We'll turn around and go, right, Kimmy? You go, what? I'm not even listening to you. Like, that's what you're going to be seeing out there. It's going to be a field of Kimmys.
But one of the worst Kevin Costner movies.
By the way, like, do you want to be standing next to a picture of yourself?
You're young, good-looking, so.
I mean, like, maybe like, you stayed in shape and you still look great, but, like, you're still standing next to your peak.
But
right?
I love this argument from Tommy, like, you know, you're going to look. Do you not have a mirror? Do you not see yourself every day? You know you're old, and you know you're sad, and you know you're fat, and you know you're bald.
But I don't want to stand there and have it pointed out next to my young, fine self.
And by the way, the argument you just made about Kimmy not paying attention actually furthers my argument, because, again, I don't care who's paying attention to the stadium.
Why are you standing up there?
Why are we doing these stories? Makes you feel good, right?
What?
The stories we talk about back in the day?
Yeah, but it's you and
know,
I.
And you know that Kimmy doesn't care, but you still do it because it makes you feel warm and it brings you nostalgia.
But I'm not going down to Frontier Field and telling them.
But yeah, because it would be empty like every set you've ever done. And it's Innovative Field, you old bastard.
Whatever you want to call it.
We got Facebook messages coming in, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy. How are you, brother?
Good morning. Hey, so in my opinion, I would rather have my jersey retired before I graduated, before the season ends, because 20, 25 years later, how many kids are going to be wearing that number? And now you just retired their number, for they may not have accomplished what you just did on the field for the last 3 or 4 years.
More people get their number retired, Bill. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, but it waters down what you accomplished, because you're like, yeah, this kid who got 10 tackles in 4 years, I got 400, also retiring. It takes away a little bit from your specific accomplishment.
I would argue you being mad about that. I would argue you being mad about that makes you more sad than guy who's excited to get this kid only got 10 tackles. He got to wear.
Well, but you also run into the issue.
It's a preference. No one's mad about it. It's just a preference. If I was that kid, I'd want my jersey retired now, not 25 years, because nobody wants to walk around like Al Bundy sitting there saying, like, you know, here's what I did 25 years later. I'm celebrated for it.
Okay, Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Bill, quick question. Yeah, the Dad on Modern Family. How old are you, buddy?
44.
Okay, all right. You sounded a little bit young. I would understand. It's weird that a guy at 44 would have that.
He's the prime age, though.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thank you for your call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
The other issue you'd run into, maybe not so much in football, but in a sport like basketball, is, like, what if other people in those, you know, 2 decades, like, accomplished something big in the same number?
Okay. But then you do both of them. It's okay. So
you have 2 number 10s up there?
The Detroit Lions have the number 20 retired, and it's for 3 different people: Lem Barney, Barry Sanders, and somebody else. And they call them the
Chick Corea.
What? No. They call them the Roaring Twenties. I was at the game on Thanksgiving like 20 years ago when they retired all 3 of them, and it was a really cool thing.
All right.
Right? So, like, you all share this thing together. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Mike writes us. No one will remember a high school athlete for anything unless they go on and do big things in college or pro sports. So retiring a number or having a banner with their name on it years later is pointless, because no one will care. Isn't that why you retire their number? Like, that's why you retire their number. So there is a bit of a memory. Okay. All right.
Seize the moment. Live in the moment.
Oh, shut up. What moment?
Enjoy your youth, because it doesn't last, man.
Exactly. You have so much to enjoy.
So enjoy it now. Give it to the kid now.
Save a little piece of youth for later, man.
The ground you walk on will one day be your roof.
Shut up. Let's take a break.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.